My name is Lark Dixon, and I have designed a healing arts organization called Finding All the Chakras. I design crystal and copper healing tools like dream catchers or wands or charging plates and jewelry, wearable healing tools. I do this because I believe that my reality is a vibration. I believe that everything in existence exists within a vibration and gives off its own vibration. I believe that crystals carry their own vibration and programming. The vibration is programming and information. And I believe that the crystals carry that. There are many different crystals, and they all have their own set of programming, their own set of information, and they all carry their own vibration. We carry our own vibration as well. When someone purchases a piece of jewelry and begins to wear it, the vibration that they carry interacts with the vibration of the crystal, and the energy that comes about that is what changes the entire space. And when these vibrations interact with each other, something happens. The energy changes. It starts to do something else. This is based off of many things. One of the most important for me is intention. It is the intention of the wearer and the programming of the crystal that dictate what happens with the energy when they interact. When trying to balance stagnant or heavy energies, I introduce calm, cool energies, calm, cool waters, stones that deal with flow. So that would be the light blues, like aquamarine and kyanite, or the deep dark blues, like lapis lazuli or blue goldstone. It is the balancing of the elements, my perception of the elements, that allow me to help people balance their energies. If someone is dealing with anxiety, I perceive that as quick moving thoughts. Quick moving thoughts are associated with air. And so to balance that out, I would introduce maybe some water or some earth, give it a little body. Earth stones include black obsidian, onyx, tourmaline, and hematite. I carry these stones with me often. The dark hues ground me. It is best for me to know exactly how I'm feeling and where I am and what I'm doing and what my visions are. So that when I interact with the stones, I am perceiving clearly. There's a level of stillness that is required in order to do intentional crystal healing work. And I enjoy it. It is one of my favorite things to do because I believe that healing is essential. That's why I designed these tools, for healing and for the transfer of information. We learn best when we are aware of ourselves. The colors and the way that light reflects within and off of a particular crystal has a large effect on the way that it makes someone feel. The way the light flickers off of some of the shinier stones, like black obsidian, create a reflective property that really draws people in. Color is also a vibration. See, it's important for me in this work to always remember the vibration, the flow of it all. The vibration is what affects me and everything else around me. It is how I choose to heal, by focusing on the vibration and choosing to participate or transmute or purify, or still, or excite, or manifest All things can be done through healing. All things can be done through the awareness and perception of vibration.